Welcome to another Luxembourg Casco Sports Podcast. And joining us is Tyler Thruin, the head coach of Luxembourg Casco Boys basketball program. Coach, first off, congratulations on a great start to the season. And we look forward to broadcasting a lot of games this year.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the coverage. And we're underway and doing pretty well so far. Again, the start of the season a little bit later than what it typically is. In a normal year, but this is anything but a normal year, and we've gotten off to a good start since we've been able to get going.
Right. Let's talk about, again, Tuesday night, a big win. You guys were able to come up a fairly easy victory over Clintonville, 61-35. But, again, the season will get more difficult as time goes on. But what's impressed you most of the boys and the way they've been playing to this point?
The sense of belief that they have, number one, and number two, their basketball IQ. I made the comment to them in that Clintonville game. You know, typically we go through and national anthem, starting lineup, and all that stuff. And after that, I huddle up with the starters, remind them, you know, what play we're running, first time we get the ball on offense, what defense we're coming out in. And I went to go do that, and Peyton Roddick, one of our captains and point guard, is already doing that for me. So I was like, okay, I guess that's covered. And then later in a timeout, Clintonville calls a timeout trying to adjust against our defense. And I told the guys they're going to come up with an adjustment, and Logan Dell was able to say, I think this is what the adjustment's going to be. And he said, we need to fight for the block, which is something I tell them a lot to do in our 1-3-1 zone defense. The fact that he had that internalized tells me a lot. You know, Ryan Robillard, the way he's internalized things, the top of our zone, stuff like that as well, has been huge. So, the guys, again, they have a sense of belief, a sense of we before me, and then again, just how they've absorbed everything that we've put in this year, because we're, you know, again, 1-3-1, we've run in the past, but we're doing a bit more of it now and being a little bit more specific with it, and we're doing some new things offensively. So for as much new stuff as we had and the lack of summer that we had, the fact that these guys have been able to pick it up as quickly as they have is really impressive.
Right, and the leadership, especially the senior leadership, and tonight's a big night, too. It's a senior night to speak to that, and Ryan Robillard, one of your seniors, is very close to a big landmark 1,000-point mark.
Yeah, absolutely. We were going to have senior night the very first game of the season, kind of like how volleyball and football did, just because you never know what could happen. At this point, I think we're going to get quite a few games in and all that kind of stuff. I don't see us getting completely shut down as a sport, but you never know. But again, why I think it was good that we originally scheduled it for that is because you don't know who individually is going to be available. We had one of our seniors unavailable for that first game, and so that's why we ended up postponing it to this later date, the next time that we knew that senior would be available to be able to be on the court. So I would hate to have had it happen where we had it where we normally do the last home game of the regular season, and then all of a sudden, you know, we get a close contact and all that kind of stuff, and now a senior's not able mm-hmm. to be at his own senior night. I just hate the thought of that. So that's how it kind of wound up in this weird spot, but it's our third home game of the season, all that kind of stuff. So as for the guys in the class, start with Garrett Zuliger, really nice kid. He worked his way up, started, you know, he was JV2 as a freshman, and then came up and played JV as a sophomore, and then again as a junior last year, and then this year is full-time varsity for us. And what he does for us on the bench during games is huge. He doesn't get a ton of time to get in, but we got in against Clintonville, got a nice bucket, which was great to see. But his communication from the bench of letting our defense know where guys are and imploring the guys on the floor to communicate with each other, that's a big part of our success. So although he might not be out on the floor as much, what he brings to our team in that aspect has a lot to do with our early season success. Second, Blake Yagodinsky. Blake took the year off last year after being a varsity player for us. His freshman and sophomore year, you know, he was going into a tough role his freshman year. We just didn't have a lot of size besides Nathan, and we needed another big. He communicated really well and did a lot of nice things early. But as the season wore on, wasn't necessarily getting a ton of minutes, so he then started splitting time with JB. In his freshman year, and then sophomore year came back again, varsity, but still needed some of those minutes. Took the year off last year. He had a shoulder issue with the labrum and all that kind of stuff. And, he's a three-sport athlete. He's a football, basketball, baseball guy. And, again, we saw this fall how successful he was in the football field, and he wanted to be ready to go for that. The Ogudinski name means a lot in this area with baseball, and that's one of his big loves. So, basketball is the sport he had to sacrifice last winter. But I love the fact that he came back out this year, that he wanted to continue to be a part of the program. And it's been huge for us. He had a great game against Donovan Short of Denmark, able to get the double pitch in that game. He's got a double-double against Marinette. So he's been a big contributor so far this year. We look forward to great things from him. Jonas Petrovic, then, another senior. He's done a great job for us. He's been on varsity since his sophomore year and has provided us, throughout his career, has provided a spark off the bench. And scoring off the bench and good energy and being a good teammate. And we look forward to, that continuing. Once again, the way he's matured as a young man over his career is very impressive. When we did our end of year surveys last year, one of the questions is, what role do you want to have for the team? And he said, I'll take whatever role is going to help this team win. That just shows huge maturity. And again, that we before me attitude that we preach. And so Jonas is willing to do that, has helped our team be better. He is the number one advocate for, his teammates and picking them up and making sure that, that when they make mistakes, that he's got their back and stuff like that. And that goes a long way. Then finally, like you said, Ryan, 21 points away from 1,000. We'll see if he achieves that tonight or not. But he's had a heck of a career. Again, back to his freshman year, we had a little bit more depth in the backcourt, we thought, at least to start off with. So thought we'd, give him some run on JV and then see how things went. About four games into his freshman year, after he had a really nice game against Little Chutes JV, we said, we got to get this guy up to varsity. And so from then on, he was, he earned that letter still his freshman year. And then on has been a big part of what we do. He's started since his sophomore year and has done some great things. And he makes our 1-3-1 go at the top and what he's able to do. Very dedicated defender, good at sharing the ball, good shooter, good at scoring. He's doing a great job and, again, just a phenomenal kid. And he's got some collegiate prospects that he's still deciding between. Talking in the weight room last night, he said, all that's going to wait till after the season. He's just focused on this team right now, which is great to hear. And whatever decision he makes going forward is going to be the right one for him. And so, again, he's had just a very impressive career, both on and off the floor. We have, student-athlete summits, at Stevens Point through the WIAA. He represented us there, I think, a couple of years ago. Because as good of a player he is on the court, he's also a great kid off the court. Could not be, for all four of those guys, they're just really great people. As good of basketball players as they are, and as much as they're helping lead us to the good start that we've had so far this year, they're just as good of people off the court, and that's what makes me proudest as coach.
That's head coach Tyler Thrun of the Luxembourg Casco Spartans. You can tune in to tonight's game on 96.7. The new Radio Sports Network, pregame at 6:45, tip-off at about 7:15. Matt Peisler and myself, Paul Schmidt, with the call. You've been listening to another Luxembourg Casco Sports podcast on the new Radio Sports Network.